452.
Confirmation hearings today on Capitol Hill for John Brennan. He's nominated to be the next director of the CIA. The hearing room was cleared after protests over drone strikes, and that's not the only controversial issue that's come up today.
Fox News Chief Intelligence Correspondent Catherine Herridge joins us now. Thanks for being here, Catherine.
Thanks for having me.
What's the latest on the hearing?
Well, the hearing is ongoing, but the issue that has really dominated so far has been the CIA interrogation program under President Bush. It's called the EITs, the Enhanced Interrogation Techniques, and this included the waterboarding of at least three detainees, including the 9/11 architect Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. And what we've learned at the hearing is that John Brennan, who was very senior in the CIA at that time, was copied on at least 50 memos that dealt with the interrogation of a detainee, Abu Zubaydah, one of three who was waterboarded. Brennan has said in his questionnaire to the Senate committee that he had reservations about the interrogation program and that he voiced those objections privately within the CIA. Yet senators pressed him to identify the individuals that he voiced those reservations to, and he was unable to do so. In addition, here at Fox News, we spoke to his direct boss at the CIA at that time, John McLaughlin, and while he supports Brennan as the new CIA director, he did say to us that John Brennan never voiced those concerns about the program to him at that time.
Now, did the Benghazi terror attack come up?
Surprisingly, Benghazi did come up in this hearing in a very prominent way. Senator Richard Burr, a Republican of North Carolina, hinted very strongly that he may intend to put a hold on Brennan's confirmation as CIA director unless the administration provides to the Senate Intelligence Committee the documents they have requested about the Benghazi terrorist attack. Based on my previous reporting, because there weren't details at the hearing about those documents, what the administration has continued to withhold are these emails and related documents on these controversial talking points that stripped out the language about al-Qaeda that was given to Susan Rice for those Sunday show appearances on September 16th.
So the administration did offer to provide legal memos on the drone campaign. Did that have any impact on the Hill?
Well, they did and they didn't. What they allowed some members to do was to review the legal opinion. So sit down and read it. And this is a very hefty, weighting document. This morning, the head of the House Intelligence Committee said to me that he was able to review it, but he's not a lawyer, and he would want to see it, a copy sort of permanently in their secure facility on the Hill, so they can sit down with their staffers and their lawyers and really look at the citations. But so far, the administration has refused to do so. So it's kind of like being at school. You study for a test. You want to take the work home to really drill down into it, and you're not able to do so.